February 19, 1942, an important date that would change Anaya Soto's perspective on life. It was a sunny day in San Diego, California. The warm winds rolled around the outside of the beach house. It was around 9 a.m. when Anaya was woken up by her alarm clock. Anaya got up and shut the alarm off. When she was done turning off the alarm, she headed to her curtains and opened them up. After Anaya was done, she headed over to her closet and got dressed. Anaya was wearing a small white loose dress that was off the shoulder. She looked at herself in the mirror and let out a satisfied sigh. She then walked over to the side of her bed to check the time, and it was 9:43 a.m. Anaya decided to clean her room up a bit since she didn't need to be ready until 10:05 a.m. Anaya picked up trash around her room and threw it away. She cleaned off her desk counters and made her bed as well. By the time Anaya had finished cleaning up her room, it was around 9:57 a.m. Anaya decided to head downstairs where her parents were most likely to be waiting for her. When Anaya arrived at the end of the staircase, her parents weren't there waiting for her. Anaya searched around the room to find her parents. Once she did, she was relieved. Her parents were also wearing white. Her mom was wearing a long white loose skirt with a white top. Her father was wearing white shorts with a white button-up shirt. Anaya's mom was talking to a maid in the house, while her father was talking to men in the house as well. Anaya whipped her head around when she heard someone call out the names of her mother and father. Aika was the name of Anaya's mother. She was 32, a beautiful lady with the kindest heart. Her father's name was Erikon. He was 32. He was a gentleman and a very respectful person. Anaya's parents and her were in San Diego to celebrate the anniversary of when Aika and Erikon adopted Anaya. Anaya's parents called over business friends to come and enjoy the celebration with them. Anaya's parents headed over to the person that called them over. It was a man. Anaya went over to look at her parents, who were now in a hallway talking to a man. Aika and Erikon had faces as if they were afraid. Aika looked like she was about to cry. Erikon, Anaya's father, looked as if he were about to get sick. Anaya couldn't help but wonder what was going on. She went to the kitchen to get a glass of water, when she was only trying to get closer to her parents. Anaya gulped down on her water. Once Anaya was finished with her water, she turned over and was met with her mother's face. Anaya asked her mom what the whole situation was about. Anaya's mom told her not to worry about it and that it was just some business stuff that they had to take care of, which Anaya was surprised by. Anaya's dad, Arakan, was Japanese-American. His parents were born in Japan but moved down to the States to have him, which makes him a citizen of America. Anaya's mom, Aika, was Japanese-American as well. She was born in Japan but moved to the States. She later on got neutralized. Anaya was born in America from Japanese parents. She was abandoned and put in an adoption center at the age of 4. She got adopted by Aika and Erikon when the pair were 20 and she was 4. Anaya's parents owned a company in America that had different stations and sections all over the world. They were a very busy family, and they always had businessmen around and such things to deal with. Anaya decided to hold her curiosity in and continued to roam around the room filled with people. She followed behind her mom as her mom stopped a few times to talk to others. This continued for a few more minutes. Anaya looked over at the clock to check the time. It was 10:29 a.m. At 11 a.m., everyone would head out to the beach to enjoy brunch. Anaya couldn't get her thoughts aligned. She kept thinking about her parents talking to that man. She was very curious, but at the same time, she didn't want to question anything. Before Anaya could get any more ideas, her thoughts were interrupted. Loud knocking and banging arrived at the door. Anaya's father opened the door. It was the police. The police was here. Anaya was in disbelief. She was not thinking that this had something to do with her parents talking to that man earlier. Anaya's father closed the door. Anaya looked over to her mother, who was now saying goodbye to everyone. Everything was going by so fast. People were talking, picking up their stuff as if they were in a rush. Still, though, Anaya had no idea what was going on. Anaya looked over to her room with a look that held more confusion than anything. Anaya's father explained to Anaya what was going on as he was walking down the stairs with the suitcase. He told her that Pearl Harbor was the reason why this was happening. America can't trust any Japanese at the moment, so they were being sent off to internment camps until this is all over. And that they were also given 6 days prior notice to fit as much as they needed to into suitcases. With that being said, Anaya just nodded. There wasn't anything she could do. With that, she headed off to her room to pack all the necessary things. Anaya went over to her closet and started to grab clothes, pulling them off hangers. And pulling them out of drawers. Before Anaya could put anything into her suitcase, she cried. She tried to stop herself, but she couldn't. And this is where it ends.